This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BT will be in the building tonight. By the way, I didn't know that they play that after a loss. That
they got to stop doing that.
Right?
They got to stop doing that after an L. Yeah, I agree. Shouldn't
supposed
do it after a loss.
Supposed to be a win
loss.
Thing.
Yep.
I got it. If I only tell you how much I hate that damn song.
Why?
What do you mean, why? Because you only think of one thing. Over the years, you know, growing up going to those Yankee games, Yankee Met games, Subway Series, whatever it may be. Yeah. The bubble's about to burst. Hey, good news is you're going to go see some history tonight, potentially at the stadium. You and Colt are going to game four, and you never know what could happen. It could be the start of the greatest comeback in World Series history.
Yep.
It could be a sweeper, and
could
you get to see a Dodgers celebration. It also could be historic for another reason.
You do it, Soto.
Last game as a Yankee for 1-1 Soto.
Yeah, I mean, it could be. I do think they win tonight. Don't we have enough time for the Soto?
Yeah,
let me join my World Series,
dude.
Come on, stop.
I'm just saying. I mean, we heard about the last game as Pete as a Met for 3 months.
Yeah.
We're down to it now.
Yeah, but that's because we didn't think you guys wanted him. Big difference. We didn't think the Mets wanted him. We didn't think that the Met fans wanted him. The Yankees wanted him, and the Yankee fans want Soto. A little different.
There's still no guarantees. He's going to be a free agent.
I didn't say there was a guarantee.
I'm just saying it could be. I'm not saying it will be or it is. I'm saying it could be.
It could be.
Juan Soto is a Yankee for now.
Mm-hmm.
And if they lose tonight, he is no longer a Yankee. He is then a free agent.
Did you see the article that the Dodgers are going to jump into the Soto
sweepstakes? I did. I'm not buying it, though.
Why? Why wouldn't you buy it? Just drumming up the interest here, Boris, you think?
Yeah, that's exactly what I think.
I mean, maybe.
All due respect. Yeah. I don't.
That's his job.
I mean, I'm sure that they're maybe in it on a...
Just, like a most basic, hey, if nothing else works
out.
You
think the Dodgers are going to be able to afford another $600 million contract?
I do. The way they deferred Ohtani's, I do, actually. I do.
On top of Yamamoto and everybody else and Betts and Freeman and everybody. Like, I just don't see it. Also, I think that there are going to be better offers. And I don't think Soto wants to be a West Coast guy.
Yeah. I mean, although, if the owner of the Padres didn't die, there's a thought that he was going to be a Padre for life, like a strong belief. So
maybe.
He liked it enough out there.
He got a little taste in New York. You think he's going to want to leave New York?
No, I don't. I don't think he's going to want to leave the Bronx, but I'm counting nothing until it's done.
Do you think the Dodgers offer more than the Yankees and Mets?
I think the Mets probably come in with the most aggressive offer
because
they have to.
But this is different from Yamamoto and Ohtani, who clearly wanted to be with the Dodgers.
Yes.
Like, this is all things. I don't think that Soto has that clearly wants to be with the Dodgers. I think all things are equal except for who's going to have the highest offer.
Yeah, he wants to loot and... You know, listen, would it have been a little bit better maybe if Aaron Judge was raking behind him in the World Series? Like, because you don't want the last memory to be like, you know, Judge not doing his job. And, I mean, it would have been a lot better just going through the beautiful season of, you know, Judge with amazing protection behind you. I mean, you know.
The parting gift can be a broom.
Yeah, I mean, it could be. I do think, you don't think that they win tonight? Honestly, you think that they get swept tonight?
No, I don't.
Me neither.
I don't.
They're not getting swept.
I didn't think they were,
I'm not going there to see a sweep.
I thought they were done in five. I didn't think they were going to lose last night.
Me
so I get the momentum, but hard to imagine. I'm with you. I think the Yankees won tonight because I just don't believe that their offense is going to be shut down again, especially in a bullpen game.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think you could paint a legitimate picture to why the Yankees could win then. Let's say they do get tonight, how they can win game five with Gerrit Cole versus Flaherty for the second time. Like, now, beyond that, back in L.A., Rodon again, Yamamoto.
Rodon might not even pitch. You see that?
No,
he's got a blister issue, which they said.
Blister issue. Who would pitch then? Stroman?
I have no idea. I don't know, honestly, at that point. Could be Cortez, could be Stroman.
I don't think it gets beyond six, but I do think you can at least come up with a path to get it to six. And they could also lose tomorrow night. I think tonight they get a win. I don't think they get swept.
I would frame it this way. I wouldn't be stunned if they lose tonight because the Dodgers are better.
Yeah, sure.
I will be surprised. At this point, I'd be stunned if they win the series.
Yeah,
that's
not,
just
well,
asking
the series,
a ton.
Nah, the series, come on. I mean, that was... That
well,
was
it's not over yet, buddy.
Yeah. I know
you know
you
who said that?
I know you...
Yogi.
Yeah.
The man of quotes and championships.
And also, Yogi did lose to the Dodgers, if I'm not mistaken. I
you
know
he's also the manager of the Mets.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't that nuts?
I know you wanted to will the Yanks to win. Like, this was your year. I'm not going to pick on you for that. Like, I get it.
Have you fun tomorrow if we get broomed. Don't worry. I'll take it like a big boy, because I'd be doing the same deal. If the Mets got swept in the world... Although, I don't think I would do it. Actually, I think you'll be fair. I think you have fun, which will be annoying.
But I'm not going to go get there. So today was, I had some fun today. I had to get some of it out. I mean, come on. You were saying this is the year.
Yeah.
You came on and did the to the match. You want to burst the balloon.
I did do that.
All I've been saying is the Dodgers are better. The National League is far superior. And so far, I mean, they have a 3-0 lead. But seriously, all kidding aside, I do think the Yankees find a way to make it more of a series. And I actually hope they do. But I don't believe that they're going to win.
At this point, I can't say that I really truly think they're going to win the series. One thing I need to see tonight, or at least hear, and more so that I'm there, but even if I wasn't watching on TV... I need, even if they were to lose, I need a couple of moments early where it feels like Yankee Stadium at the World
Series. That's what I was shocked at last night.
It was bull. It's not really the Yankees fans' fault. They didn't have anything to cheer for. Bull, walk, home run. Oh, God. Whoa. Like, Fat Joe just dropped the mic. We're down 2-0 here. Like, that was the, it took a little air out. Tonight's got to be, I need some energy tonight.
I almost filmed a video and sent it to you last night.
What, of what?
Twitter, like,
did you? Why did
it cross my mind? I crossed my mind. I'm like, oh, wait, what was early? And I felt the Yankees were going to come back, honestly. Even after down 2-0, I'm like, they'll come back. And it's, I thought they were going to hit. I'm shocked. That's what they need, some offense. Bill is in Brooklyn. What's up, Bill?
BT Sal, how are you doing, gentlemen?
How are you, Bill?
Hey, buddy. What's happening?
I got to say, I'm a roller coaster of emotion. I think, you know, before we were speaking about who to be blamed, Boone or Judge, I feel like you got to put the blame on Boone. Boone took out Cole. In game one, he listen, I'll go with yesterday. We sit well to put Trevino in because Trevino's bat in the lineup. What do? We pitch hit Wells for Trevino. So it's like you keep going back and forth. And I think when we look at Aaron Judge, we see his productivity in the regular season.
Yeah.
I think, listen, when you're backed against the wall, you really see who your real fans are, who the true real ride or dies are. At the end of the day, we're down 3-0. But Aaron Judge is our MVP. He needs to go out there one game at a time, like you said. We go win the bullpen game. Then we have Garrett Cole on the mound, who then gets us to 3-2. We win that game. Then we go back to L.A. We knock him out of the game. Then we go 3-3. And in game seven, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, Bill,
all we need is
that's all you need, Bill. Thanks for the call. That's all you need.
That is quite the ambitious plan that you just unleashed here. Not that it can't happen, because things, wacky things happen.
Although it hasn't happened tonight. It hasn't happened as much as you would think.
Like, No. Matter of fact, I heard, I think it was Jerry's update this morning, and I forget the exact number. I want to say, I messed this up, but it was a little surprising. Of the roughly 10 teams in the World Series that jumped out to 3-0 leads, 8 or 9 of the 10 swept?
Yeah.
Something like that.
I forget what it was of the, whatever it is, like 20-something of 20-something teams to, you know, end up sweep, whatever it was. You're right. Like, most of these do end up in sweeps. I don't think that's going to be the case here, but it's also hard to, it's hard to imagine, even in the best case scenario, the Yankees beating the Dodgers 4 straight games.
I mean, listen, that is a mountain. I can't even think about scaling that mountain right now.
Even if they were
I don't even need to think about that.
Like in 1990, and that's the main one that I think of. We talked about it the other day with the Reds and the A's.
Yep.
The Reds weren't the better team.
No, and they swept them.
Right. So they were up 3-0, and they were, like, the A's were the much better team by far.
Yeah.
So you would think in that scenario, you'd be like, all right, well, the A's are going to get at least a game, and then maybe they win this one and get... And then they got swept.
Yeah.
So sometimes these things.
No, I know. And the A's were superior to the Reds in talent, and it didn't happen. Nobody's sitting here saying that the Yankees are absolutely superior to the Dodgers in talent. If anything, we all, most of us,
the
grant the Dodgers lineup is a little more length, a little more, you know, a few more dynamic athletes. No, one at a time. That's it. One at a time.
Andy's in South Jersey. What's up, Andy?
Hey, gentlemen. How are you today?
Right.
Couple quick points. Remember that show, Quantum Leap?
Yes, I didn't get into it, but I remember. Yeah, yeah.
I need Scott Bakula to leap back to the 10th inning of game one and let him read the side for Boone.
Wasn't that like sci-fi? Was that on Fox? I think I used to see that
It was on NBC. It was NBC. It was basically, he jumps back and sees what happens if he were to change history.
Huh.
It was one other point about game one, and then I'm going to get to last night's game. Rizzo, I know you made a great point about him not backing up. Why didn't he follow Jazz Chisholm on that double, what should have been a double steal in the 10th inning? He stayed at first base, then didn't run to second on the grounder, got a force out. If he steals second, he follows the lead runner.
Yeah.
Volpe's hit. That inning keeps going. I don't know how that inning plays out. It's the what if, not the what is.
Mm.
But his head was up his clavin, as they said on Chiefs.
Thank you for the call, Andy. Oh, sorry about that.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, look, you could take a quantum leap back as far as you'd like. The reality is it's 0-3 right now. Yeah. I remember the name of the show. I don't remember watching it.
No. I didn't watch many of those. I think maybe it was on
like After Wrestling or something. Why do I even remember what? Hoff, did you watch Quantum Leap back in the day? Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, Scott Bakula. I know the
what channel was it on? Do you remember?
NBC.
Oh, NBC?
I thought it was Fox, but I guess not.
No, I think it was NBC.
Yeah, that's what the caller said. There were a lot of those shows I didn't get into on...
You watched 24? I never watched that
one. I loved 24.
Oh,
24
really?
Was a good one. Yeah, I was very much so into 24.
Never saw
very
that.
Very good. What else?
Are you all caught up on the Penguin right now?
Yeah, I even watched Sunday's episode. Episode number 6.
I think we're halfway through
number 6. The Gigantes and the Falcons.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
And Falcone.
Did a little Google search.
Yeah, go rabbit.
You and I were talking about that off the air the other day.
I'm into that show. And my wife's like, oh, you really love it? I'm like, yes, I do.
It's awesome.
Chris is calling from Bayshore. What's up, Chris?
Yeah, hey, guys. How are we doing today?
Chris.
Good.
Listen, I agree with you guys. I think the Yanks will win tonight, but I don't know about anything after that. But I think watching these games, I don't know, I look at a guy like Rizzo, who I know your last caller got on, and I look at a guy like Torres, and one guy to me is doing everything he can to help you win, banged up, and the other guy is just a losing ball player. I don't know how you go on with that. But
you can't. It's got to be the end of Glaber. It's got to be. Like, it should have been a year ago. It's got to be. You just can't do it.
No, I agree. I mean, I could see them sliding him over and signing Bregman maybe to play third. I don't know, but that makes a lot of sense. Bregman's a winner. But Torres is just his body language, what he does. And it just seems like they have too much of a mix. You got to get rid of what you got to get rid of and go to war with the guys that you know will get you there.
They need a gamer.
Yeah.
And that's one spot where you could get a guy like Edmund. I'm not saying him specifically.
No, I know what you mean.
Get a gamer who's not going to be... Like, Glaber's offensive potential is great, right?
Especially I'm past potential.
Okay, but whatever. But that's what they were
a couple years ago.
Yeah, and the reason why I even use the word potential is because I don't think it's been great. I think you've seen maybe what the best can be in this postseason year.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, that's still not worth it. I'd rather have...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Less than that high offensive potential outburst and more of a well-rounded ball player.
Me too.
The guy's going to make every play, have his head in the game, take the extra base, not give up stupid plays,
mm-hmm.
put the bat on the ball. Like they're just, that's one clear spot where you can easily upgrade and move on from Gleyber Torres.
Sal, he's 27 years of age. They had a pinch run for him the other night. He's a second baseman. What other team in baseball is pinch running for second baseman? Now, this is not to start knocking around Torres because he really has hit very well. But no, I would definitely not bring him back under any circumstance. I don't think he's going to age very well either. Like, he's a, you know, he's kind of heavy-footed. He's, when you're 27 and you're thick, you know, it's not what I'm looking to do with the Yankees. Move forward.
I actually think he's a big part of it. We talked about this before the
years. I've been on
but
it.
But then we talked about specific to that this year, that offseason, after what happened last year. And in reality, all the Yankees did was bring in Juan Soto, and poof, that was supposed to fix everything.
And Verdugo, which was cleaning up left field. Get 281 lifetime average.
Understood, but he didn't even have the year that they thought. So
I know, I'm talking before the season.
Okay, understood, fine.
I like the
same thing with Stroman, but like...
A little depth, whatever.
Stroman didn't even... he was okay in the beginning of the year. He's not even pitching in the postseason.
No.
So the moves that they made were, again, not minimal because of Juan Soto, but it wasn't enough to me to change what was really fundamentally broken with this team. Even Giancarlo Stanton. See, everybody's going to get caught up in Stanton's long ball prowess in the postseason and think, like, that's the greatest thing ever and they can't be without him.
Mm-hmm.
And you forget the injuries in a regular season, the fact that all he could do was DH, and the fact that if he's not hitting home runs, he's essentially useless. He had a couple hits last night, but he gets on the base paths. He can't take the extra base. He can't score from second on a base hit. So wouldn't you rather take a little bit less in the power department, which you should in theory get from Soto and Judge anyway,
mm-hmm.
and maybe Wells or some other guys with some pop, but balance it out with a player who, I don't know, can play the game, run the bases, play some defense, use the DH as a little bit of a versatile spot to get some different guys in there, give a different look.
Yeah.
Like, let's not get caught up in just, whoa, oh, he's hitting bombs of home runs. I'm telling you that those two guys, Stanton and Torres in particular, were the main two things for me that I wanted to see them change. They didn't, and although there have been a lot of good with those two, ultimately, BT, the bad is bad enough to prevent them from winning a World Series.
Well, I mean, the thing about, forget about Torres for a moment, Stanton, it's a really hard thing to process. It shouldn't be, and what you said is not wrong. And, you know, I've been, I don't want to say anti-Stanton because I've always respected him. I think he's a great teammate. And if he had better genes physically, like in terms of soft mm-hmm. tissue, muscle, whatever, who knows where his stats would be. But the thing that complicates, unlike Torres is hitting well, but he's not doing all-time stuff. Giancarlo Stanton's, you know, every 8.2 at bats, he hits a home run in the postseason. Babe Ruth is 8.6.
Right.
So when you look at that and then you look at the months of where he's inactive during the regular season, it's like you go from this almost vitriolic, in terms of baseball, vitriolic assessment of, Stanton can't do this, and he can't do that, and he can't do this, and he can't run, can't field, can't throw. Not a ball player, not a well-rounded ball player, but then his good points are so good. Not that it should offset the bad, but it does complicate it. That's all I'm saying. Like, it's... You know, I think I'm able to process both. I really love him. My son loves him. Like, I root for him, and I've grown to maybe dial down the criticisms, but eyes wide open. He's a one-tool guy. That's it.
It wasn't that long ago, though, going into the postseason.
No.
You and I were telling Susan, like, he's got to be benched. Like,
yeah,
and,
no, not, we and, stole
and,
it straight
and
up.
And I still stand by it. I know the home runs and how significant they are, but there was a reason why I said, I know Giancarlo Stanton could be a home run hitter. Like, that's what he's done his whole career. I'd rather have a better, well-rounded ball player. And you saw one example of why last night.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's call of the day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Andy is calling from Milford. What's up, Andy?
Hey, Sal. It's your Falcon buddy from Milford. How you doing?
Good, Andy. How are you?
Good. All right. What the Yankees are missing, what we're missing in keeping Soto are connected. First, the first thing we're missing is I'm on the freeway and just passed a pink caddy. That's the first thing we're missing. Seriously. Seriously, though, if we've been outcoached this entire series, from the manager to the pitching staff to the third base coach running. We've got to fire the entire Yankee staff. Boone's not yet. Rojas, Boone's not doing it. So you tell Soto... You know, I'm Hal. I'm coming down and telling Soto. We're firing the whole coaches staff. You pick the managers, you stay.
Oh, my stop. God.
Get out of here.
Such Andy.
A weird, what a loser fought.
No, Andy, come on.
Stop.
Come on. Why not? You're Judge, you got the captain, and then you're Soto, you stay, and we'll play. Pick the guy as you want. And we'll talk about it, but let him have a say.
Andy, who do you think is more?
I'm not saying it.
Who do you think?
Where? No way.
Who do you think? Well, I mean, it's pathetic that you would even let a player have that much say, but who do you think's more reason to blame the Yanks are down 0-3? Aaron Boone or Aaron Judge?
I 100% agree with you. Accountability is on the players. But I'm saying, you look at like sports, so that everybody's, you know, all these players are doing it, naming their managers, naming their coaches. Give them a say to me to keep them, because I think that core, like you guys are saying, is what's going to have the accountability for the rest of these players moving forward.
And there you have it. Call of the day, BT, as we both jumped on that.
Is probably not going to win, not a winnable situation for you.
All right, we'll finish up with the phones here. I know you said you had something on Judge you wanted to get to.
A quick thought on Judge. So I'm going to be at the game tonight, and
Colt's excited, huh?
Oh, my God. He's just jumping out of his skin. He can't wait to go. It's going to be a pain in the ass finding a parking spot.
I know, but still it'll be worth it. This is a memory, and make sure you take the pictures.
No,
and all
you
that.
Know I will. Yeah. I don't get too wrapped up. Like, I'll get like two or three pictures. I'm not like one of these dads.
I know, but
click,
still.
I'm going to enjoy the game. We get our two, three photos. We're good. We know the spots to get them in the stadium. The Babe Ruth's, you know, we'll get them all.
Yeah.
And so Judge tonight, right? I do think the Yankees win. I don't know what Judge is going to do, but I promise you, and I know that not everybody's going to subscribe to this, and that's fine. Aaron Judge tonight can go 0 for 4 with 3 punch outs, 8 men left on base, and I won't even think about booing him. Just not doing it, man.
But you might not be alone. You realize that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think there's a lot of people who will disagree. I heard a few murmurs in the crowd, and that's fine.
I think that's ridiculous myself. But
I'm not going to tell people what to do, as long as it's not, as I like to say, bordering on criminality, or you're not, you know, just dropping F-bomb after F-bomb around kids, whatever. Cheer, boo, you pay money. I get it. His character and his performance and his Yankee tenure, to me, has insulated him. Not that it won't impact his legacy down the road and how I process certain things on the radio, whatever, but in terms of standing up and booing that man in his house is something I would never even think about. I'll even add this. He could drop 2 pop-ups, forget about 3 strikeouts, make it 4, 12 men left on base, and the Yankees lose 6-0, and everybody's booing? Not me. I'll probably actually clap. I'll go the other way for him.
For all he's done, he should be boo-proof.
Yep.
Now, we know he's not. Nobody is. But, I mean, come on. What are we doing here? I mean, you're going to boo, he's already been booed after his record-breaking year.
I know. I'm not doing that. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
That doesn't make any sense. I think that I'm a proponent of booing players when it's necessary.
Yeah.
When you accomplish as much as Aaron Judge has, come on now.
Well, think about this.
What are we doing here?
Why do we boo people? Generally, we boo people because there's a lack of focus, a lack of effort, or a lack of professionalism. Does that apply to Aaron Judge?
Well, I mean, think about it from the Met fan perspective with Francisco Lindor. They were booing him because he wasn't doing his job. And repeatedly, like, it wasn't a bad game. Like, do you think Francisco Lindor will ever be booed again by Met fans?
That's probably changed forever.
Probably not, right?
Yeah, now it's different.
Now, you never know, but you would say that it's probably off of this year and all the clutch moments he had.
I would think so. I would hope so.
That's it. This is all we were waiting for. Giancarlo Stanton got booed when he first got here, and I thought, like, rightfully so, like, oh, God, 0 for 4 at the stadium, whatever, looking awful.
It was 0 for 5.
Whatever it was, looking awful, like, come on, bro, what is that?
Yeah.
But then once you achieve a certain goal, whatever it may be. Like
level of equity with the fans.
Fair
respect,
enough,
equity, that's where it changes.
Even Stan with all the injuries and stuff like that. And by the way, Stan would be the first one to say, you know what, I deserve to get booed. And I'd like to actually hear that from Judge. If he doesn't perform, you know what, they got on me. I deserve to get booed. I wouldn't boo him.
No, I
but
gotcha.
He should be saying, based on the way that I played, I deserve to get booed. But you have to earn the respect here. When you first get here, if you don't do it, there's got to be a level of earning. Judge has more than done that.
Yeah.
So what are we waiting? Like, what are we booing him for?
Well, I'm not going to. And listen, I think about the Jalen Brunson. Now he's kind of forever protected. Left $100 million on the table. Now that doesn't mean if the Knicks are, I don't mean last night when they lost by a couple, but like say if they give up 147 points and they're getting rocked and they're not even interested in playing defense and there is a collective boo of 19,000 displeased Knicks fans, you know, coming down at the effort collectively of the Knicks. That's
right, but not him specifically.
But not Jalen. Yeah, there's certain people to me. And really, for me, it's all derived from character. Like, Aaron Judge's character is, I don't know. I mean, not to go to soapbox here, but maybe because I'm, and even if I was just with two buddies tonight instead of my son, what kind of lesson, and I'm not preaching, you guys do whatever you got to do, but what kind of lesson is it for me as the dad, as I sit there every night with my son and tell him how good of a man, of a person Aaron Judge is, and then to be there tonight and boo him? I mean, how much of a contradiction is that?
No.
I'm not doing that as a dad, and I'm not doing that as a Yankee fan.
All right, so you guys won't be participating in the booze.
There will be no booze to be had.
What about the YMCA?
We'll mess around with that. Yeah, I'll let him do a little more than me. I mean, it's one thing to like the song. It's another thing for me to, start doing the Y and the N, the N, the C and the A.
Who's performing tonight? Who's throwing out first pitches? Is it O'Neill tonight?
It's Paul O'Neill tonight.
Oh, your boy, Paul O'Neill.
Yeah, I'm going to ask him to get him on the radio, sell some books for Paulie. Hey, Paulie, you want to come on BT and sell?
What else we got tonight? Anybody performing
out
there?
We'll kick you off this time.
Anybody?
Who is it, Ashanti? Who's doing the?
Ashanti!
Believe it is.
I love Ashanti.
We got some good stuff going on
now
tonight.
Now I'm talking.
Well, that's because I'm going.
I like Fat Joe too, but
I like Fat Joe as well.
I love Ashanti.
Yeah, I guess Jay-Z is a little busy. Couldn't get involved in this, maybe. Like 09.
Just get a win.
Oh, they will.
I don't know if you want to show up here tomorrow.
6-2 Yanks.
Might be hostile.
6-2 Yanks. And listen, whatever the outcome is tomorrow, I will be ready. First, I'll take it, and then I'll fend you off tooth and nail. And then we'll just go from there.
Hopefully the Buffalo doesn't burst
Not
today.
Yet.
All right, seriously, have fun. You and Colt.
I'm
rooting for the Yankees to win tonight. Keep
you.
This thing a series here, extend it, and
let's
so you
go.
Guys see it on.
I want
in
you to
person.
Broadcast at the parade.
All right, that does it for us. Thanks for listening to WFAN's Yankees Game Day on BT and Sal, presented by Travel Guard. Travel plans don't always go as expected. Protect your journeys with a travel insurance plan from TravelGuard.com. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Colt, we appreciate you. Dove and Hoff as well. We'll see you tomorrow at 10. Evan and Tiki coming up live from Yankee Stadium next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.